Texte numéro 99. Work or family? Do we have to choose? In European countries, working mothers have to contend with social and employment policies that complicate their lives. In Germany, the introduction of Swedish-style parental leave, allowing a mother or a father to take 12 months off while still receiving 67% of his or her salary, failed to make an impact on the country's fertility rate, one of the lowest in Europe. When the fertility rate slumps below the 2.1 children per woman, which is necessary for the ongoing renewal of a society, we should look at the underlying causes. Natality depends on a number of factors, and in particular, tradition. It is hard to argue with the hypothesis which attributes German women's limited desire to become mothers to a lack of sexual equality. Family policy in what used to be West Germany was highly conservative. The law identified fathers as providers, and for women, giving birth amounted to a de facto obligation to exit the labour market. Now the level of state support for children is increasing, but working mothers still have to contend with a hostile social context and a lack of social infrastructure. Women who put their children in the care of others so that they can continue working are still stigmatized. In the same category as Germany, we have low fertility rates in countries like Spain, Portugal, and Italy, where the traditional assumption that mothers ought to be housewives prevents women from combining their working and family lives. And when they are faced with a choice between family and work, work usually wins. On the other hand, we have states with relatively high fertility rates, like France and Scandinavian countries, which are mainly characterized by the presence of infrastructure which encourages women to have children, and in particular, extensive networks of creches. We can also question the idea that political measures to promote equality are a necessary condition for higher fertility rates in wealthy and developed countries. For example, the United States has a higher rate than most European countries, and many countries of the former Eastern Bloc are reporting very low figures, even though they have a long tradition of working women and state support for children. However, notwithstanding these counterexamples, all the indications are that a reinforcement of sexual equality and social security systems which facilitate a dual role for women would be beneficial in Europe. The American model is hardly appropriate for Europe, where there is a strong tradition of collective solutions for societal problems. But notwithstanding objections, tomorrow's economy will depend not only on our level of production, but also on our level of reproduction. Adapted from PressEurope.eu/en, December 2010.